The beautiful name God gave the believers. God gave them the name of Christian, a royal name given to all who join themselves to Christ. Of this name James wrote later, "Do not rich men blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called?" And Peter declared, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye." Living in the midst of a people who seemed to care little for things of eternal value, the believers at Antioch sought to arrest the attention of the honest in heart. In their humble ministry and the various walks of life, they daily bore testimony of their faith in Christ. It is in the order of God today that chosen workers of talent be stationed in important centers of population. It also is His purpose that church members living in these cities shall use their God-given talents in working for souls. Such workers will find that many who never could have been reached in any other way are ready to respond to intelligent personal effort. God is calling on ministers, physicians, nurses, call porters, and other consecrated laymen of talent who know the Word of God and the power of His grace to consider the needs of the unwarned cities. Every agency must be set in operation, that present opportunities may be wisely improved. Paul's labors with Barnabas strengthened his conviction that the Lord had called him to work for the Gentile world. At his conversion, the Lord had declared that he was to minister to the Gentiles, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. The angel had said to Ananias, "He is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel." Thus the Lord had given Paul his commission to enter the missionary field of the Gentile world, to make known the mystery which had been kept secret since the world began, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof, declares Paul, "I was made a minister. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Neither Paul nor Barnabas had as yet been formally ordained a gospel ministry, but God was about to entrust them with a difficult enterprise in which they would need every advantage that could be obtained through the church.